This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Governor Polis is warning about a fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Polis issued his most urgent message in weeks, saying cases are rising again, fueled by a growth in variant COVID-19 strains, and hospitalizations are climbing.
This is a time of great concern in Colorado. We are back over 400 hospitalizations. 404 of our fellow Coloradans are hospitalized with COVID right now. This is the first time since February 19th that we've been over 400.
The governor says with more older adults having been vaccinated, young adults are getting hospitalized in higher numbers. He urges people get vaccinated and keep up with masks and social distancing, especially if you haven't gotten a shot yet. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's Senate has approved next year's state budget on a strong bipartisan vote. In fact, only one senator, a Republican, voted against it. This budget increases discretionary spending. That's the money lawmakers have the most control over, by 11%. That increase comes after major cuts to the state budget in the current year. The legislation now heads to the House. And Pueblo Police Chief Troy Davenport is retiring. He took the job in 2017 after 6 years as the department's deputy chief. Mayor Nick Gratisar says he expects to name an interim chief soon and will begin a search for a permanent replacement after. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.